Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, right? Get involved, get engaged. Right? Get informed, get involved, get engaged. And make a difference. It isn't hard to do. Seriously, it just isn't that hard to do. Okay, like I said, to get involved, head on to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. A lot of stuff going on there. He is the only one, one of the few, I'll say, that's actually working with conservatives, working with conservative hosts, working with conservative causes to make sure that we have an opportunity, we have a way to make money on the internet, to help offset our costs. You know what I mean? Because the other social justice, social warrior, social whatever platforms won't let us get our story out. Look, I'm trying to run political ads on Facebook, and they're giving me the thumbs down kind of thing. I'm trying to keep it clean, right? I mean, seriously. So, the only way we can make money is by working with people like Lindell. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to MyPillow.com, where you can check out the, I'm giggling because I'm looking at the doggy bits. All right? That really that simple. And I'm looking at the doggy beds and I'm saying to myself, my God, what happened to the good old days? They sleep on the carpet. Sorry, I'm having a little fun with myself. All right, you head over there and he's selling doggy beds. He's selling kids' pillows. I mean, there's more than just my pillow. So head over to MyPillow.com, check out the pillows, the sheets, the pillowcases, the doggy beds, the slippers, just go there. I'm telling you, be able to spend a half an hour. Now, don't look at the prices until you get to the checkout. I say that because if you use promo code Joe, really simple, just use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% of the stuff. In some cases, it'll be a 2-for-1. Okay? That simple. All right, back at it again. Sorry. I get all excited about this stuff. What do you want from me? So, I'm going to bring this back because I wanted to finish this story. It kind of shows you where the kids are at. They're so easily indoctrinated or easily influenced by the teachers and professors and so on. So correspondents from Campus Reform that were at Georgetown University, they were asking students about the mask mandate. You know, CDC just released/rolled back their COVID-19 guidelines. I think Washington, D.C. is down now to about 90 cases a week. Now, remember, these aren't cases where people go to the hospital. These aren't cases where they need to be on respirators so bad. They're just testing positive for COVID. Now, one of the ladies told the local news source, her experience with the mandate has been that the students take their masks off immediately after exiting the class. Of course they do. The professors are not required to mask up under the policy. And as soon as all students have left the class, they go in the hallway, we all rip our masks off. It's the same group of people now without masks. Suddenly COVID doesn't exist. She's right. How ridiculous this stuff is. She's right. You know, it's like the restaurants. You have to wear it walking in, but you don't have to wear it at the table. Somehow, you get down below a certain height, it can't get you anymore. They went on to say that she was frustrated with the policy, stating it completely pointless, it's completely senseless. It's on par with what Georgetown has done with COVID altogether. Another student weighed in, her thoughts, calling the policy for the sake of optics, considering the CDC's updated guidance. Now the CDC says it's time for us to move on, but GU isn't. So it's clear they're doing it for the sake of optics because the COVID cases have remained consistent throughout the whole year. And the mandate is doing nothing. These are college students who have had. These are college students in D.C. who tend to be very liberal. One of the students explained the consequences a student would face for not following the mask mandate is your professor will call you out, you'll be canceled, and Georgetown will actually give you academic probation for not following the rules. Do they? You gotta ask. You know, again, the recent article that I really don't know how much this I agree with. But one writer says there's a perfect storm brewing. And it has the potential to decimate colleges and universities all across this country. We used to be the place that people wanted to come to from all over the globe to learn, to be taught. I guess they want to all be white supremacists. That's why they came here. If you listen to some of these nutshots. Nicholas Giordano is a professor of political science at Suffolk Community College. He hosts a podcast every week. He's well respected for the way he analyzes these kinds of situations in education with teachers and so on. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part, you know, I always say it, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You do that by finding out, truly finding out what's going on and how you can get engaged and make a difference. And then ultimately what you want to do is you want to make a difference, right? Okay, let me get back at it again because you know, I'm having so much fun with this. Not really, but sounds good. I started talking about this perfect storm that's brewing in higher education. And I think, you know, it's going to work through all the way through education. You see what's going on with the parents. You see what's happening with kids that are kids, going to school, trying to figure things out for themselves, trying to figure out what they want to be, where they want to be, how they want to be. You know, some of the factors working their way through the universities are outside of their control. You've got an aging population, the coronavirus pandemic, inflation looming, you know, the recession. Many problems are self-inflicted. 74% of colleges and universities are facing financial challenges, but they've done this to themselves, but we'll hit that more later. Reforms are necessary to save the higher education from its worst enemy, which is itself. You know, graduating from college was supposed to be happy. It was something we all look forward to doing. I didn't. I mean, I didn't graduate. I didn't go. It's supposed to be a happy event. Most students, their family, did years of the hard work. They dedicated themselves to, you know, working through and getting that piece of paper. Supposedly that piece of paper was going to help you make more money over the years. So not only would you be able to, you know, pay it back over a period of time, right, but you'd make more money. I don't know what the numbers were. But years ago, they used to say, you know, if you went to college, you'd make X amount percentage more than people who don't go to college. That's not true anymore. You know, unless you're talking about the things like liars, sorry, Freudian slip, lawyers, doctors, surgeons, those kind of things. There's a lot of things you need to go to. Engineering. I want you to go to college to become an engineer. I want to make sure that bridge I'm driving over is safe, the building I'm in is safe. But it takes years to do this, to work it through. But the problem with the years of narrative over college was they told you it was the only way to be successful in life was to have a college degree. And it's not true. It is a lie. Because some of your parents and grandparents came here from another country. They came here for a better life. And a lot of them felt that education was the only way to make that happen. Now, they knew you needed, you know, plumbers, carpenters, electricians, masons. They knew you needed all that stuff. But they wanted their kids to be better, do better, not to suffer like they did. But now what happens is instead of a student, you know, graduating from college, like, yeah, okay, everything's good. No, they've got tens of thousands of dollars in debt. Right? The debt that they're not going to pay off for decades. And on top of that, they're not getting jobs in the fields that they signed up for. I think, you know what? I think you should go across the country. You should look at some of the courses that these colleges are offering. You look at what the true need for them in society is. And if they don't, you hear me? If they don't meet a certain minimum, whatever that minimum is, you can't get a loan for it. You got to pay that with your own money. You can't get a grant. It's craziness. And many of these people find themselves working at, I don't know, convenience stores, department stores, whatever. Over the last few decades, tuition costs, student debt, they've increased dramatically. Not a little bit. They're not going up along with inflation and such, thank God, this year. But they've gone up exponentially. Student performance, of course, and standards begin to decline. And that's a true statement. We see it happen in high schools across the country. It's in blue states where they lower the exit exams. They lower what it takes for a child to graduate from high school. That's craziness. Why, you think they feel better because they graduated? No, they feel better because they don't have to go to school anymore. But it's getting worse. There were universities throughout the country were offering impractical degree programs. They never translated into the real world. They made a mockery of higher education by offering useless courses. You know, they had courses focusing on topics like Harry Styles, Miley Cyrus, and the whiteness of Barbie. Yeah, go ahead, let that sink in. They paid for that. You hear me? And I am sure when you went to whatever you were going to get a job in, I don't know what that gets you, When you go to get, you know, you, whatever you need, they are, oh, you passed the whiteness of Barbie course. Oh, you'll be the bus for sure. Come on in. Are we serious here? And most parents and students, you know, are noticing. I don't even know if they really noticed it at first. Employers started to notice it. Over the last couple of years, companies have begun to place less emphasis on college degrees, more on technical, interpersonal skills. You know, how do you get along with people? Some companies have dropped degree requirements altogether for a number of positions. Google, Tesla, Bank of America, IBM, General Motors, a lot of those, they don't require a college degree anymore. All you got to do is prove you're proficient in those areas. A student proficiency continues to drop, according to this study. Over the last 20 years, college graduates are less prepared than their predecessors. There's an inflated sense of self-importance. In fact, out of 200 colleges throughout the United States, over one-third of the college students are unable to make cohesive arguments and assess the quality of evidence and interpret data. Far left indoctrination in safe spaces, speech codes, these students took the worst that the college campuses offer. They've infected workplaces with entitlement. I mean, you know what I love? Facebook, Google, Starbucks. They all kind of blew this stuff off, didn't give it a whole bunch of weight. And now they're being pummeled with it. Like Google employees are threatening to leave or quit or whatever. And we've seen this happen to plenty of places. It makes no sense. And in the colleges and universities, they're damaging their credibility by imposing censorship on campus rather than allowing some free flow of ideas, of information. Again, we'll hit this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks sold off sharply on Friday after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in his Jackson Hole economic speech, the central bank won't back off in its fight against rapid inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,008 points to close the week at 32,283. The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 497. The suspect in the Wisconsin Christmas parade attack won't have his case dismissed. Public defenders for Daryl Brooks Jr. motioned to have his case tossed on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied the motion. The judge also ruled prosecutors can use statements made by Brooks in two separate interrogations from after he was arrested. A judge dismissing some charges against Brooks on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, put your rocks down and get over yourself. You're listening to your host. Always a pleasure to have you. The 855-0855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the, I wish you'd be part of the solution. That's the best way to go. It's the best way to be. And you do that by getting informed. Really cool. Anyway. Let me finish this up really quick. Because the reality is, you're sending your kids, I've been saying this for over a decade, you're sending your kids to these colleges to be indoctrinated. You're sending your kids there not to learn about, truly learn about engineering, but to learn about how most engineers and people who wrote about engineering and people who wrote the math that helps in engineering. Right? You're sending them to be told that those people are white supremacists. They're all about their whiteness. And it's not true. Colleges and universities also damage your credibility by imposing censorship on campuses rather than promoting free flow of ideas. Did you send your kids there to learn what other people think and how they think? Right? Maybe get enlightened by some other people. Maybe you can even change somebody else's thought process or how they go after things. You know, we've seen over the last, 10, 12, 15 years, how the colleges and universities are cultivating an atmosphere of fear and distrust. They've taken this whole, the Orwellian nightmare to a whole new level. Many colleges throughout the United States, they've been building or built out reporting systems. Students serve as, snitches against their friends, their parents. Because they think something is offensive. It always scared me when I read these programs. When they're talking about hate speech. They talk about bigots. What does that mean? What does it mean to you? What does racism mean to you? What is hate? It's different for different people, number one. I realize there's a basis to all of them. But it's nowhere near what the words really mean anymore. Instead, many within academia succumb to the groupthink and have zero tolerance for anyone who dissents from their narrow-minded point of view. And this led to nearly, 80% of the college students self-censoring their viewpoints. That's just wrong. No, it really is. Just wrong. This led to nearly 80% of college students self-censoring their viewpoints, afraid to speak up in a classroom. Now, why would anybody want to spend so much money on education? Right, you want to go in for engineering. You want to learn about engineering. But yet you're going to be told about white supremacy. This is, think about something. Your son or daughter, who I hope you taught to speak for themselves, who I hope you encouraged to stick up for themselves, when they got to college because they didn't want to flunk the class, nearly 80% of college students said that they self-censored their viewpoints. They were afraid to speak up in class. Why should that be? Why should they have to fight with that? And as one writer states, the first and most obvious way to reform higher education is do away with all meaningless degree programs. I'm with them. Right, these programs have little chance of delivering any real successful career, any real revenue or income to yourself. Right, and I don't know how I feel about this. In addition, the cost of tuition should be tied to the potential income in that career field. Right, I don't know how you would lay that out. See, anytime you put a caveat like that, I got to think about it. Too many college bases are pricing on a number of credits. But that model doesn't make much sense anymore. For example, an undergrad degree at New York University will cost the average student between $78,000 and $83,000 a year. Right? Why should a four-year degree in education cost the same as a four-year degree in engineering? The lifetime earnings of an engineer is well over $3 million, far higher than a teacher's lifetime earnings. So, Would you go over tuition rates? How do you not charge? We should also stop pretending that everyone is an academic. For many occupations, a two-year program would do more than suffice. Trade schools. How about putting some trade schools within these schools? Maybe have the trade schools, you know, we pay for community colleges. We push community colleges. Why? How about trade schools? For many occupations, a two-year program would do more than what they aided. Now, many will discredit a two-year college. Well, like they don't matter, like they don't teach you anything. Look at, I want a doctor to go to school for 8 years. Oh, I'm a mechanic to go to school for 12 months. Let's be smart about it. I don't need a professional pilot flying a 747 to go to school for 4 years. There's no reason for it. Colleges offer academic programs, trade-based programs, as well as certificates in micro-credentialing. This would certainly go a long way to help take care of student debt. You know, welding classes. I know I'm back to some of the trade stuff. But there's a lot of community colleges giving welding classes. So, you look at these institutions, and we want to blame the colleges for everything, but we're paying the bill. We're stepping up. We're cutting them checks. So what's the issue? It's just crazy. In every way, it's crazy. And yet, we still do it the same way. We see it. We know it. We can put our finger on it. We can tell you how bad it is. And yet, it's the same way. Right? I don't know. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Right? And that's what I want. We're not going to break right this second, but when we come back from the break, I'm going to play some clips, if I can, from TikTok. They're back at it big time, and they're pushing how racist things like, dancing in the rain is. Dancing in the rain is racist. I'm so confused. Just amazing. All right. Let's listen to, I know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this to you. But let's listen to Joey B for a few minutes. He's got, I'd say words of wisdom, but I just know better. Take a listen.
Folks, look. We'll codify Roe v. Wade. We'll ban assault weapons. We'll protect Social Security and Medicare. We'll pass universal pre-K. Hey. We'll restore the child care tax credit. We'll protect voting rights. We'll pass election reform and make sure no one ever has the opportunity to steal an election again.
Well, Joe, what are you going to do with that? I mean, that's going to be a problem, isn't it? Don't you love that? These are all the things. Come on, you need to hear this. These are all the things that Joey B says he's going to do if they get the House and the Senate back. Were you not paying attention? Are you paying attention? This is serious stuff. This is, as they say, no joke. All right, I'm going to hit it one more time because I know you weren't paying attention.
Folks, look. We'll codify Roe v. Wade. We'll ban assault weapons. We'll protect Social Security and Medicare. We'll pass universal pre-K. We'll restore the child care tax credit. We'll protect voting rights. We'll pass election reform and make sure no one ever has the opportunity to steal an election again.
And we're going to do that by making sure everybody gets a mail-in ballot, that we don't check signatures, that we don't make somebody prove who they are, and illegals can vote. Oh, what a way to secure it. It never stops. Their delusions never, ever stop. You know, again. And Biden's had a great week. He was out there telling people how we're wiping out the MAGA team. Right? The extreme MAGA Republicans. A lot of people think this is an extreme MAGA Republican. All right, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, 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 get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And don't be part of the problem. Right? The way you do that again is you get informed. And you make things happen. All right. A lot going on. A lot I want to talk about. A lot I want to get to. And I don't have much time. You know what I'm saying? Before the break, I told you we were gonna start looking at this. Is just crazy stuff. I mean, extremely crazy. Not kind of, sort of. Extremely crazy stuff. But before we do that, no, I'm doing this because I'm having so much fun with it. Joey B. No, I can't not do it. Joey B. was at a round table of some kind with abortion activists. They claim, how about if I do it in, let's do it in their words. Let me let them say, because you're not going to believe me anyhow. So take a listen to this. Come on, you can do it.
I think one of my colleagues here this morning mentioned
beyond Viagra, if you start to talk about taking away the rights of men to take it, then what do we have? Or if we think about the fact that there are medical procedures that men can have as well, because an abortion is a medical procedure. There are medical procedures that men can have that will help them not to contribute to the making of a child. So I think one of my colleagues here this morning mentioned Viagra. If you start to talk about taking away the right...
So what she wants to do is she wants to take away the right of men to buy Viagra. Okay. And for what reason, I don't know. And she's actually talking about castrating men. Because an abortion is a procedure. Right? But the abortion doesn't take away a woman's ability to have children. It just ends a life. So, how does castration line up with that? How does Viagra line up with that? No, she probably can't figure this out. But let the woman take the pill. The guy wants a Viagra to perform better. Woman can take the pill to make sure she doesn't get pregnant. See, they don't push that at Planned Parenthood. They don't push it because they don't make any money off the pill. The money is made strictly and solely off of performing abortions. That's where they get well over 80% of their revenue from. Get a lot of revenue from the taxpayers, too, but... How she put that together, you know, and what she did, procedure, they have it a procedure. So, therefore, castration is a procedure. Well, you know, I guess having your appendix taken out is a procedure, too. I don't know. These people, it's just getting old. Extremely old. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. You know, let's talk about wanted castration. This detransitioning thing that's going on with the trans group, it's being so squelched down by mainstream media. It's being hidden. It's being pushed down. It's not being allowed to come forward. Right? And I'm so frustrated by this. The only reason for this is because they don't want you to know the harm that's being done. They don't want you to know what's going on. Seriously. So now these people are writing stories, they're getting their story out there. And people who have transitioned to the opposite gender later decide to reverse their transition, many of them are sharing about how they felt the medical establishment has failed them. A forum was convened, a parent-based organization seeking to put the brakes on the medical transitions for adolescents. The group has talked about gender affirmation care model supported by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, bunch of medical groups going, wait a minute, stops. And yet people want to verbally abuse you for saying we need to check in. They did it to me years ago when I was talking about how sad, how bad it is that you're allowing 5 and 6 year olds to make a decision as to whether they're boys or girls. So, affirmative medical care is defined as treatment with puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones for those with gender dysphoria. It's to give them the time to transition to the opposite sex. It's often followed by gender reassignment surgery. However, there's growing concern among many doctors, many healthcare professionals, whether this is, in fact, the best way to proceed, especially with those under 18 years old. Now, several countries have pulled back. They don't allow the medical treatment anymore. Instead, they push for psychotherapy first. The purpose of the second annual Genespec meeting, it was held March 12th and dubbed Detransition Awareness Day. That's great. I have to remember that. It was to shed light on the experiences of individuals who have detransitioned, those that identify as transgender and transitioned, but then they decide to end their medical transitioning. People from the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, United Kingdom, Germany, Spain, Chile, so many other countries were tuning in. There is a major majority, there is a groundswelling, if you would, of these people who made this mistake trying to get back to where they were at. This is why we're saying, why do you jump on this? 92% of these people who think they want the surgery, who start to make the transition, who take the hormone blockers, stop. If they're left alone, or I'm sorry, that was a misstatement. 92% of the kids or people who think they're trapped in the wrong body, left alone, go back to their born gender, if you would. But over 80% of the girls that transition want to go back. But yet, the parents didn't want the kids feeling bad. They didn't like the way the child felt about the body they were trapped in. Right? I mean, think about something. You all felt weird as kids, did you not? Every one of us did in some way, shape, manner, or form. For some reason. It's become blindingly obvious over the last year that detrans is a huge part of the trans phenomenon. Now, why over the past year? It's because they hid it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to push it. We've been talking about it for years on the show. Laura Edwards-Lieber, a PhD, a prominent gender therapist, was recently expressed concern regarding adequate gatekeeping when treating youth with gender dysphoria. She said, you simply can't call yourself a legit gender provider if you don't believe that detransitioning exists. It's part of the informed consent process for transitioning. It's unethical not to discuss the possibility with young people. You know what? She is for transgender surgeries. She is against doing them at a young age and not discussing all the issues and all the pitfalls. And like I always say, why can't you tell the whole truth? What are you afraid of? If you've got a great product, if you know it's the right thing, then let it stand on its own. Speakers of the forum largely offer experiences, not data. They pointed out that there had been little to no study of detransition, but all testified that it was less rare than it has been portrayed by the transgender community. Now, many reasons people detransition, right? One woman who transitioned from female to male, she started in 2015, and she decided to stop and detransition in 2019. The most common reason for detransitioning, ready for this? Now, I've had people on the show that detransitioned. And Walt Heyer, I call him my double transgender guy. You know why? Because he transitioned from male to female, then female back to male again. And this is exactly what he said 8 years ago. The most common reason for detransitioning were realizing that gender dysphoria was due to other issues. Internal homophobia. The unbearable nature of transphobia. It just went on and on with all the issues that come up. Watson said the hardest part of detransitioning was admitting to herself that she had made a mistake. The embarrassment you feel, you're guilty, you're ashamed. You start losing friends. You're regarded as a bigot. See what we do? We bully people. Not we. It's the other side. We bully people into these decisions. Joe Senior, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.